it's, you know, Halloween's coming up. Mm-hmm. And I know we've been Halloweening you guys to death, but I thought this was pretty good.
We love Halloween, though.
We love Halloween, and you're a Halloween expert. I'm going to give you a quiz. Halloween fact or fiction?
Oh, okay. You're not going to get me on this one.
You think?
Yeah, no, I know all.
Okay. Halloween originates from an old Celtic festival called Samhain, where people would light bonfires and wear costumes to ward off evil spirits.
True.
Is that, that's true.
Yep.
You've heard the word Samhain before?
No, but I knew it was the game
Celtic.
Celtic.
Right, right. I love that. Okay. An irrational fear of Halloween is called gratiarophobia.
False.
Hey, good job. It is false. That's the fear of Thanksgiving.
And why would you fear Thanksgiving?
Because your mother's asking you for the 90th time, how come you're not married?
The only reason why Thanksgiving is that way is because of family. Guaranteed.
Right.
Fear of your sister and your aunt and your uncle. But nobody can fear Thanksgiving. That's crazy.
And what's interesting is the irrational fear of Halloween is called Samhainophobia because of Samhain that I just told you about. Yeah, interesting. Okay, how about this? There hasn't been a full moon on Halloween in over 60 years.
There was one last year.
Good job. Right. So that is fiction. There was a full moon on Halloween last year, mm-hmm. and it happens every 18 years or so.
Yep.
Pretty good. Do you know where the name Jack-o'-lantern comes from? Is this fact or fiction? Does it come from an Irish folktale about a man named Stingy Jack who tricked the devil over and over again?
False.
That is true.
Oh, really?
It's true. That's where it came from. And when Jack died, according to legend, he was forced to walk the earth with only a carved out turnip and burning coal to help light his way.
Hmm.
Which is why you do the jack-o'-lantern with the light inside.
Right.
Yeah. How about this one? The highest grossing horror film of all time was the first Saw movie.
Up until that point, fiction.
Fiction, correct.
Yeah.
According to Box Office Mojo, the 2017 remake of It is number one. $700 million it's made, which is amazing for a horror film. Saw only made $100 million.
Yeah, Saw wasn't that huge when it first came out. I think Saw 7 was probably bigger. Yeah, because it just kept getting bigger and bigger every time.
All right, here's another movie one. Adjusted for inflation, the original Halloween made more at the box office than any of the sequels have.
False.
That's a fact.
Really?
Yes. It made $47 million in 1978, which adjusted for today is $184 million.
Wow.
Halloween H2O made $107 million. And I think the latest one didn't do very well.
And the Rob Zombie one made a lot of money.
Right, but so far the original Halloween made the most at $184 million. Yeah. How about this? Well, we know Jamie Lee Curtis's mom is Janet Leigh. That's boring. Okay. The average child collects up to 3,500 calories worth of candy on Halloween.
True.
False. The average kid pulls up 7,000 calories worth of candy.
Nice.
Yeah, 3,500. Pshaw, you didn't do very well. You only went to a few houses. 7,000 is the, yeah.
That is crazy that many, that small of a candy bar can have that much calories in it.
Right. Yeah.
And you can eat them just like popcorn. That's the problem. A whole handful.
Yeah. Here's the last one. Tootsie Rolls was a popular slang for cat poop in the 1930s when the candy was made. The visual connection was made and the name stuck.
True.
That feels true, right? It's not. Tootsie Roll was named after the inventor's daughter, Clara. He invented them in 1896, named them after his five-year-old, whose nickname was Tootsie.
It does look like cat poo, though.
I would have believed that one. That one felt like, yeah.